in the middle of the paint, and he's going shooting for two.
Dean wasn't going to allow that one, Clark.
No, that was not even close. That came down with authority. His second of the game, Dean's foul, and the team's sixth in the second half. So USA's going to be shooting free throws the rest of the game here. Fletcher shooting two at the line. This is his fourth set of free throws in this quarter alone. First one up and good. Fletcher has 2 threes to start the third quarter. So he has six, and the rest free throws, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 points in this quarter alone. And he could make it 13 right here with a made free throw.
Whatever coach said during my halftime is certainly working.
I agree. And Fletcher takes his time, the second free throw. It's up and away, and it's good. So, number five has 13 for USA in the three, and they're going to give him a break. He comes out as number 10, Jake Beachy, comes in for USA. Rickenbach has a lot of aggression against him as he's trying to bring it up, saved barely by number 12, Braden, as he passes into the corner. And back out to Kramer at the top of the key.
USA has moved into their man-to-man zone now.
High ball game, at 44 apiece. Number 23 for back, 6-3. Ah, no, that's no good. That's Canarian from the left side. And rebound USA. Breyer brings it down. Sets it back up. Number 20, Kyle Fletcher takes the three. Hey-oh! That's a three. And a three-point lead for USA. So here comes Bad Axe. And they take a three from South Kramer. That's no good. Rebound USA, but there's a foul. So who's this going to be against? This is against Bad Axe. And they're in the bonus.
In the bonus.
That foul's the number 45, Spencer Kelly, his fourth, folks, of the game. 17 fouls, so it's 1-1 from here on out. Spencer Kelly comes out, the fullback for the Tatchett football team, playing like his fullback out there with four fouls.
Yes, he is.
And I should also say a nose tackle. So at the line, shooting 1-1 is number 30 for USA. That's Grant Harris, the man who hit the buzzer beater to finish the second in the first half. And that one didn't hit anything but the bottom of the net.
Bottom of the net.
That's a violation. Bad Axe ball underneath the USA's hoop. Here comes some full-court pressure against from the USA Patriots.
USA's defense has really stymied Bad Axe this third quarter.
And meanwhile, Kramer comes back out of the game. Riffenbach brings it in. He's flying down the court trying to just beat the rest of the defense out. Riffenbach has the top of the key. Passes it over to Quinn on the right side. Dean has position down the right post. They don't like it. Riffenbach at the top of the key. Heavy pressure from Grant Harris with less than 30 seconds left in the third quarter. 23 takes the three. Hey-o! Canarian with the first points of his game is a three.
Just in time, too.
And it's a tie ball game once again at 47 apiece. Jake Beachy drops the key over to Faber. Passes into the left post, number 20. Kyle Fletcher, he puts it up for two. 49-47 USA. At 2 seconds left, 1 second. U.S. Bad Axe puts it up number 15. It's short by about 3 feet by Ben Braden. And the third quarter in the books, 49-47. USA leads after trailing by five at halftime by two. We'll be back right after this.
From a deeply traditional funeral service to a tastefully innovative modern celebration of life, Yengel and Mellendorf Funeral Home of Sebring specializes in unique personalized services to suit individual family needs. Yengel and Mellendorf Funeral Home is committed to programs of lifelong learning in order to serve you and other families in the community with a higher level of excellence. For more information, owner-manager Gia Mellendorf invites you to visit jmfuneralhome.com or call her at 989-883-2720. 883-2720. Yengel and Mellendorf Funeral Home is pleased to help bring you this game broadcast.
Hard work and dedication is how championship teams are made. Everyone at Signature Bank would like to congratulate all area athletes on a job well done. At Signature Bank, we promote academic achievement and sports excellence. When it comes to banking, we have over 40 years of experience. Supporting your local businesses and communities is our focus. And when you invest with Signature Bank, you invest in your community. The best of luck to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
We will rock you.
Well, we're back here in USA. McBrayer brings it in for the Patriots as he's fouled as he's trying to feed the post, number 32, Quinn. The guilty party on that one. USA leads by 2, 49-47, with 7:45 remaining in this one at USA.
We're going to have to keep an eye on that bonus fire. That's going to pay its dividends for USA down the stretch.
I agree, as Bad Axe now has 8, 2 more away, and they have 2 shots the rest of the way. So number 23 for USA, McBrayer, puts up the first 2, or for the first free throw. That's good. First points for USA in this quarter. Sends the lead to 3. Second one's up and away from McBrayer. That one's no good. Sutton brings the rebound for Bad Axe. Here comes Quinn. Passes all the way down to Dean, who then passes to the left corner for Riffenbach. Takes a 3. Hey-o! There's the 3. The first one of the second half for Riffenbach. Now makes it once again a tie ball game. I sound like a broken record. 50-50. The only difference, Bad Axe has 8 fouls. USA has 4. Faber on the right side. Passes up to McBrayer at the top of the key. Resets the oven. Back over to Faber on the right side. Right wing. Back up to McBrayer. That has a pick by Kyle Fletcher. He dribbles in past the free throw line. McBrayer is up 2, and it's good. Put inside of the free throw line is good for McBrayer. Makes it 52-50 for USA. Here comes Bad Axe. Dean has it. Reverses the court to Quinn on the left wing. He dribbles into the basket. Puts up the 2, rejected by the bottom of the rim. He goes up again, grabs his own rebound. He puts up the 2, gets fouled on it. He's headed to the free throw line, trying tying this one up at 52 apiece. It's currently 52-50. Quinn at the line, shooting 2. This foul is on USA, their team's 5th. And this goes against number 20, Kyle Fletcher, his third. So that's the team's 5th. At the line, Quinn shooting 2 for Bad Axe. First one's up and good.
Look at Bad Axe is changing their free throw style a little bit. You got Riffenbach around the paint now. One other player is around the 3-point line. Something a little different. They normally have all 4 back by their end of the hoop.
So the second one's up and good. Hate to jinx them, but they're perfect from the free throw line thus far. And here comes USA. Bad Axe trying to show some sort of pressure, and they back away. McBrayer at the top of the key. Well, USA led 49-47 at the end of the quarter. Now it's suddenly 52-52. 6.5 minutes left in this one at USA. Kyle Fletcher passes over McBrayer at the top of the key. That's the pick, but nothing going there. So McBrayer backs out, starts it all over. Faber on the left wing. Back up to Nick Fletcher, the prolific scorer of the second half. And it's down into Kyle Fletcher in the corner. Back up to McBrayer, top of the key. Give and go to Jake Beachy into Kyle Fletcher on the baseline. That one's good from 12 feet, and it's 54-52, USA.
Turnover.
And it's USA ball. Here comes Nick Fletcher. He puts it up the left hand. No good. Jake Beachy there is to return it. No good there. And Kyle Fletcher brings in the offensive board for USA. And Nick Fletcher from the 3 in the corner. Hey-o! That's a 3.
Starting to really feel it, Mark.
Nick Fletcher, his 3rd 3 of the second half, puts USA up by 5, 57-52, 5.5 left in the 4th. Dean tries to drive the baseline. He tried to go up. Looked like a little contact. Nothing going there. And it's out of bounds. Bad Axe. And USA gets the ball back. They're up by 5. 5 minutes, 30 seconds left. Ballard comes back to the game for USA. He has played gingerly, though, as he has 3 fouls. Or is he at 4?
3 fouls.
3 fouls, okay. He's been clean the second half. Here comes McBrayer. One-man pressure by Bad Axe on Pulaski. Into the corner, Kyle Fletcher. Up to Faber on the right wing. He tries to pass up to McBrayer. Nothing going there. He comes to meet him. And there's a timeout by USA. 5:14 left in the fourth quarter. USA 57, Bad Axe 52. Looks like a full timeout. We'll take a full timeout as well. You're tuned to WLEW.
On today's show, we're watching a human being in his natural habitat, the shopping mall. He appears to be at his cell phone company provider. Look at this. No customer service. He's in the wild now. And what's that? No smartphone? This is clearly not the dominant being of his pack. He's now trying to look up something. He's clearly not utilizing his resources. He is, however, an ambidextrous.